Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Well,
sir, we have received reports of people matching the Outlander's description in Mos Yis.
Then what are you doing here?
I came to inform you, General Lan. My men are still tracking them.
Good. I want them. All.
Are you sure you two know where we're going?
Yep. You expecting someone else to guide you there? Albert!
What? I thought I'd try it.
Put your trust in Lady Claire, lad. She's been there and back again to the Pine Stronghold many a time. And so have I.
Sorry, I guess I'm just anxious.
It won't be much longer.
Remember what we talked about. Evil loses. We'll come out on top, one way or another. Wait, what is it? Almost missed this. Looks like some vines have grown over the mechanism since I was last here.
What mechanism?
See this tree stump?
Yeah.
Well, the rings inside the bark are actually one big button. Want to try it?
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Base campers, welcome to the pines.
Feeling more talkative today, mountain man?
Well, same, actually.
Come now. You must be hungry. Simply tell me what I wish to know, and you'll have food and drink.
I already told you. Ain't no way I'm helping you get your armies back to my world.
Then you will continue to go without sustenance.
If that's the way it's gotta be, I'm okay with it.
Stubborn old fool. You'll come around. All I have to do is wait.
We can't wait any longer!
Lady Claire, we appreciate your fervor. But the Council must consider your proposal carefully.
Yes, our forces are spread thin because of the war. We cannot allow the Shining Dark to gain any more territory. They draw closer to Tom Coat every day.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Council, I know we're in a predicament here, but I feel strongly that...
Regardless of your feelings, we simply don't have the manpower to spare. Forces are already massing at the Jota Channel and the Risenland border. Once they take Tom Coat, they'll make an immediate assault on the Good Kingdom.
I've heard enough. It's clear that we cannot risk what we have left for the rescue of one man. As chairman of this council, I hereby deny your request for the use of Pine forces.
So?
Well, look at the three of you dressed in Adharan garb. You look like you belong in this world now.
I do feel more at home here, now that I am properly festooned.
I don't know what festooned means, but it's a word that sounds like I feel ridiculous.
The garments of a medieval page suit you, and the same with Piper in her handmaiden-like dress.
I'm really just more of a jean and t-shirt kind of guy.
Guys, let's focus. What did they say? They said no.
What?
This was our only chance. What are we gonna do now? I said it was our best chance, not our only chance.
What do you have in mind, lass?
I know a couple of Pines members who might help us, even without the backing of the council.
Really? And who might they be?
Titan! Wait up!
Hmm? Oh, Claire! It's been so long! What are you doing in this neck of the woods?
Guys, is that monkey on her shoulder talking to her? I'm not the only one seeing this, right?
What's the matter? You never seen a talking monkey before?
No.
Oh.
Wait, Claire, did you say Titan? Like the Titan? Grandson of Titu from our campfire stories?
Ah, the price of fame. No anonymity. Yep, that's me.
Well, someone's got a big head. This is too weird. How do you know each other? Titan here is now an ambassador to the Pines from his home island of Truncatus.
On Truncatus, all us animals can talk.
My job as a scribe here basically means I'm a historian. Once I heard that Titan was living in the council residences, I knew I had to meet him.
Wow, you're a lot smaller than what I thought you'd be.
Well, I get that a lot, actually.
Fascinating. He looks very similar to our world's squirrel monkeys of South America's tropical forests.
Hey, Watch who you're calling a squirrel, pal.
Okay, we don't have time for this. Titan, we need your help.
With what?
Lord, I don't know what you got up your sleeve for this here predicament we found ourselves in. You know it's way outside my understanding. But I know you still got a plan, and I trust you. If it's your will, help me get out of here, back to the kids. Keep them safe, Lord.
Ah, praying to the Maker King, I see. Go ahead, see what good it will do you.
Oh, it's done me plenty of good over the years. The Lord always hears my prayers, and he's not gonna stop now.
I wouldn't be too sure of that. The Ebon Spire is a dark place. My prayers haven't been heard through its walls. Why should yours?
Your prayers?
Never mind. Doesn't matter now. All that matters is the information stored inside that hairy head of yours. Are you hungry enough to talk yet?
Nope.
Fine! I leave you to your hunger pains.
Can't this thing go any faster? It's a wagon, not a chariot. And we were lucky the council let us have this at all.
Aye, old Melchior might be a shrewd old chairman when it comes to the troops, but he sympathized enough with our plight to send us on our way.
We could have just rode on horseback.
I told you, not enough horses. We only have these two, and we still have one more party member to pick up.
This isn't a party.
Claire used the word in an older context, Terrence. Party can also mean a group of travelers on a quest together.
Oh.
Hey, so is this the mission we don't come back from?
What?
Because we're dead. We're all gonna die. That's what I heard.
I don't know that.
I do know that. Not only do we need to infiltrate the Ebon Spire at the heart of the Shiny Dark's empire, but...
this small of a group, we could sneak in unseen.
But now? You also want us to take the road through the Shota Forest to get there? This is crazy!
We're not going through. We're meeting someone along the border.
That's still too close for me. Don't you know what's in that forest? Snakes, black lions, bone lungs, and poisonous plants!
The mythical black lion? I could actually see one?
We'll be fine.
Oh, really? Can you see the future?
No, but I brought this.
Is that a flashlight?
Around here, they called it a torch.
Nothing to say this time?
I don't understand you.
Really? Well, I'm a pretty simple fella. What's eating you?
You've spent days in this dungeon, with no food or water, yet you don't seem the slightest bit distressed.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm not a little distressed.
Far less distressed than you should be. I hold your life in my hands.
Maybe. My earthly life, anyway.
How can you be so calm?
I know the one in whom I trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until the day of his return. 1 Timothy 1:12.
You speak of the Maker King again, and the scriptures.
Yep.
You truly think he'll come through for you, even in this bleak place?
He already has come through for me, when he died on the cross to wash away my sins. Now, whether he gets me out of this cell is up to him, but either way, whether I die or not, I'll be seeing him in heaven when it's all over. So, if killing me is the worst you can do, I'll take my chances.
What do you have to report?
We tracked them to the Sky Pines, sir, but we dared not venture in after them.
Lies. The enemy is too well fortified in those trees.
But we waited a few days. Sure enough, the strangers reemerged in Adharan disguises, traveling in a caravan. They were heading east.
Ha! Surely they wouldn't be foolish enough. They couldn't be heading toward the Ebon Spire to rescue their friend, could they?
We don't know, sir. We're keeping tabs on them. We thought you might like to lead the capture personally.
I would at that. Let's ride!
Claire, is that sound what I think it is?
It's the enemy! They're on our trail!
Whoa! I don't know if this part was built for high-speed chases.
That's because it wasn't!
Stop in the name of the Lord Emperor!
They're gonna get us! They're going to get us! And you thought the forest was gonna be bad. We're not even there yet!
Anything, this just proves my point!
Piper, help me with this.
What? Oh, I see. Okay!
What are you doing? That barrel was full of our food rations!
Good job, Terrence!
What's more important right now? Food or getting these guys off of our backs?
Aye, lad. I see your point.
We're going fast now! What's going on back there?
Let's just say we lightened the load.
After them, you fools!
Claire? Claire! We're running out of road!
I know!
Lassie will never make that jump!
Maybe!
Maybe!
Our odds of successfully clearing the ravine are...
Too late! We made it!
I think I need to lie down.
Those crazy pines. By all accounts, they should never have made this jump.
Calm yourself, Thatch. We made the right choice not risking our lives to follow. We'll still get them. One way or another.
Whew. Glad that's over.
You handled yourself quite well out there, laddie.
Thanks.
The local flora of this region gives me an idea. I must remember to gather some next time we stop.
There! Up ahead!
What is it, lass? Some kind of forest bungalow?
It's a shop.
What? We're in the middle of nowhere. Who opens a shop where there aren't any customers around?
We're around, aren't we?
Good point.
The main path through the Shona Forest is up ahead. This place serves as like a final supply depot before venturing into the forest.
Excuse me, maybe you can't see my little monkey hand in the air, but I thought you said we weren't going into the forest!
I'm not. The person I'm looking for runs the shop.
There's no one here.
Be with you in a minute! Hey there, folks. Sorry for the wait. What can I do for... Hey, Ronan.
You.
So, how's it going?
What did I say the last time I saw you?
That I should leave and never come back?
Good memory.
Whoa, this just got awkward.
Okay, I know I upset you last time, but we really need your help.
Ha! You got some kind of nerve. Why would I help you?
Now, lassies, can't we be calm and talk about this?
Claire, what did you do to her?
She ruined my life.
I didn't ruin your life! I connected you with your family history!
Which ruined my life.
Someone please explain what's going on here? We don't have a lot of time.
Ronan here is the last living descendant of Regina the Brave. Something she didn't even know until I came to her village researching Regina's history.
Regina from Regina's Torch? Who bested the Black Lion with the flashlight?
Yes.
Once people found out, I became famous. Something I never wanted. I never got a moment's peace after that.
Regina is an important historical figure here, like George Washington or Abraham Lincoln.
Who are they?
Never mind.
Well, anyway, I had to move out here to get any kind of quiet, selling queso fruit to travelers into the forest.
Ronan, I'm so sorry. I didn't think your life would get disrupted by this.
Well, it did.
Look, I came by today because we need your help. Someone's been captured by the Shining Dark, a friend from my world. Now, I know you don't like people knowing about your heritage, but I also know you're every bit as brave and courageous as your ancestor. No one in this generation has made more trips to face the dangers of the forest than you. And I know you care about people. That's why you're selling this fruit. Please, this man is a good man and he's in danger.
I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Mountain Man?
What?
Here you are again, sleeping as if without a care.
What could I do for you, Mr. Oak?
What you said earlier about your sins being washed away. Is it possible to learn this power?
It's not a power I have. Jesus has that power.
The son of the Maker King.
Yes. I put my faith in what he did for me. He died on the cross to take my place, swapping his perfect record for my sinful one. Now my sins don't count against me no more. The Bible says they've been nailed to the cross.
And you confessed your sins?
I did. To God and to those I hurt by my sinful actions.
And what of reprisals?
What you mean?
You sinned against others, yet you confessed to them. Did they forgive you? Were you punished?
Well, not everyone forgave me, which is sad. But I'm afraid their unforgiveness is between them and God. I know I obeyed and did what God wanted me to do by confessing.
Ah, so you didn't get away unscathed.
Unscathed?
Confessing cost you. Perhaps your sins are forgivable, Mountain Man. But I know mine are beyond such grace. Should I confess them, I would be doomed.
Well, hold on now. We can talk about this.
No more talk! You have one more day to think over giving me the information we need, or hunger will be the least of your problems.
Is that all the stuff you were gathering? What are you working on, Albert?
Oh, just something that may help us in our quest.
Okay, what is it?
I'd, rather not say.
I'm not sure I like the sound of that.
Hey, I say let him tinker. Any extra help we can get is fine by me.
Good point, I guess. How much longer till we get there?
Less than a day's ride now.
The Shining Dark's patrols don't get this close to Shona, so we'll be safe until we're ready to make a break for the tower.
Safe, she says? If it's not the Shining Dark that gets us, it'll be the forest. There's a reason the patrols don't get close to this place, and why the Pines don't use this route to their advantage.
Maybe Titan has a point, Claire. I've only seen a forest this creepy in movies.
Both of you, relax. Something were going to happen, it would have happened already. Claire?
A black lion! They do exist!
Try not to sound so excited, Albert. It's getting closer and it looks hungry.
You see? You see what happens?
Okay, nobody panic. We've got swords.
I don't know, lassie. I've heard tale these beasties can take down a fully armed platoon of soldiers. Unless you've got a secret weapon.
Claire! The torch!
I know! I can't quite reach it! If I make any sudden moves, the lion will pounce!
I've got you covered!
Look! It's Ronan! Ronan! You came! And you brought your torch!
That was amazing. Just how I imagined it.
I thought about what you said, and you were right. It doesn't matter how I feel about you. I need to forgive you, and I'm working on that. The Maker King brought this opportunity to my door. Someone needs help, and I can help them.
All right, lasses. We're losing daylight. We best get a move on.
There it is. Inspire.
Whoa.
That thing is huge.
It's easily the size of a New York high-rise. How do they build such a thing without modern technology?
No one quite knows where it came from, boy. The tower appeared one day, and the ranks of the Shining Dark began to grow like weeds.
I haven't been this close since the early days, before this was officially enemy territory, and we're still scouting. So, what's the plan? How do we get in? That's the problem. This place is likely crawling with guards.
If we could distract them, do something to make them move all to one area, it could open a window for us to sneak by.
Ronit, how far does the light from your torch reach?
Far. It's pretty powerful.
See if you can shine it on those cliffs to the west of the spire. I've got an idea.
Stay alert, man. Just because we're in the heart of our territory doesn't mean the enemy won't try something. We must protect the Emperor at all costs.
Sir! Yes, sir! Sir?
What is it, soldier?
What's that?
Where?
There, sir! On the cliff face!
I see it. I don't know.
Light!
Some kind of aurora?
I don't think so. They appear in the sky, not on rocks. This is suspicious. Men,
Let's check it out.
Sir! Yes, sir!
Thatch, why have the guards left their posts at the front gate?
Something about a mysterious light, sir. It could be enemy activity.
Get a regiment of guards and station yourselves above the prison level.
Sir?
I think we're about to have guests, and I'd like to greet them all at the same time, and at the same place.
Okay, the coast is clear.
For now.
Enough bellyaching, let's go.
That was sweet, Ronan. I can't believe the light reached all the way over there from here.
The flashlight is a remarkable feat of engineering.
Thanks.
This place is huge. How are we going to find Mountain Man Jack?
One of the guards likely has a map.
I thought we got rid of the guards.
On the exterior, sure. But I'm sure there's still some lurking around here somewhere. How does that help us?
Lure them over, and then persuade them to give us the information.
How? It's close quarters in here. My torch won't do us much good.
Perhaps we could use bait instead.
What, you mean one of us?
That could work. Someone jumps out and says, "Hey, look at me," then runs back to the group. The guard chases, and we grab him before he knows what's happening.
It's not a terrible plan.
Aye, but who goes as bait?
It would have to be someone fast.
Yes, and maybe someone small and hard to catch.
I really don't like you guys right now.
Oh, sure, send the monkey. He's small, convenient, and expendable. No!
You seen those youths toward Dock 16th?
Yeah, some of the other guys were telling me about it.
Hey guys, I'm a little lost. Can you point me to the nearest little monkey's room?
Hey, this is a restricted area.
I'll take that as a no.
Get him!
Surprise!
Grab him! Hey boys, where do you keep your bearded prisoners?
Piper! Terrence! Albert!
We found him!
It's good to see y'all, but what on earth are y'all doing here?
Technically, we're not on Earth anymore, Mountain Man Jack.
Y'all know what I mean. Claire, I thought I told you to get these kids out of here.
There was no way we were leaving without you, Mountain Man Jack.
It's true. Albert threatened to run away unless I agreed to help them save you.
Well, this is still mighty reckless.
It's too late to do anything about it now.
Indubitably. Please stand back from the bars, Mountain Man Jack.
Albert, what are you... Are those...
Forest poppers. Yes, sir.
Then I'll stand way back.
So that's what you were working on.
Yep, I made them on the way here. Now everyone, brace yourselves.
Wow! I'm not expecting that.
Those are even more potent than I remember.
Yes. The composition of the Adharan plant life must differ slightly from our own.
Okay, guys, we gotta move. There's no way they didn't hear that.
Is that a talking monkey?
We'll explain later. Let's go.
What went on in there? It sounded like an explosion.
Yeah, well, there was.
This must be Mountain Man Jack.
Sure am. I gotta say, sir, that's a mighty fine-looking beard.
Likewise.
Okay, beard bros, the guards are coming.
I thought I saw an exit passage. Over there!
Then let's go!
Halt!
Other way!
Guys, this way's blocked too.
You fools! This is the heart of the Shining Dark's Empire. Did you really think you could invade the Ebon Spire and get out alive?
There's no need for violence. I'm sure we can work something out.
Oh, I'm sure we can. Especially since you've brought us the infamous Pine Scribe. Claire Callahan. Legend tells you also hail from the other world. If the Mountain Man won't tell us what we want to know, perhaps you will.
Stay tuned. This base camp adventure will be continued in the next episode.